Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev the Erev. Kibir Hashem, Sunday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a very special day. The Erev Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Very beautiful days. Kerabai Sai. Heshi.
Yes. Sorry.
We're holding over here Erev Rosh Hashanah, last parsha of the year. Nitzavim. There's only one parsha today, this week. It's not Nitzavim Vayelech. Okay? And only one parasha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, and all the commentators, they all understand that everything that it says in this week's parasha is all a remiss to Rosh Hashanah. Hafech b'afech with the Kulaba, the Shabbos preceding Yom Tif, a Shabbos preceding anything, the Shabbos always foretells what's going to be the coming week. There's that element, and likewise the other way around. The Shabbos also summarizes what happened the past week. Shabbos goes both ways. And this week, the emphasis is going forward. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Hayom, every time it says the word Hayom in the Torah, many of the commentators explain the word Hayom is a remnant to Rosh Hashanah. There are many such examples, and over here you're all standing Hayom Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Lokechem. Everyone, Roshechem, Shifteichem, Zidnechem, Shetrechem, Kol Ish, Yisrael, Papchem, Nishechem, Vegerach Hashem, Echamanecha, Mechate, Veitzecha, Ad, Shevi, Mechal, Avrachab, Veitzecha, Mokach, Uve, Olosai, Asher, Hashem Elokecha Kareis Limcha Hayom. It's obvious that these psukim over here is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Besides, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying farewell to Klal Yisrael. They're in Arvah Smoyav. They're about to cross over the Yarden with Yehoshua as their new leader, and Moshe has last week has delivered a collection of Olois curses, which represents the severity, the significance of the bris, and he describes there are no exceptions. Every single person here is included, and this is a mashal for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom Hadin. Hayom is the Yom Hadin. We all stand before Hashem, every single person, from top to bottom, and we all have to pass. Kol b'nei Adam oivrim lifanov kivnei morayim. Every single person passes single file before Hashem for judgment, just as every single person over here is passing before Moshe in this bris. This bris, Rashi says, that a bris, you put up two mechitzas. Rashi writes, you put up two walls and you walk in between. And walking in between, this is the way the bris ben abesarim, between its two parts, there is tavshin pei beis and tavshin pei gimel, and at this time we walk between these two boundaries. The yom hadin Rosh Hashanah, it's a different way of looking at it. It's not the pshat that we already, when it comes to yom hadin, it's already Rosh Hashanah. It's not necessarily so. Even though in time we have no way to make believe that we're in the middle, because it's easy. But yet the truth is, the Yom Hadin is not part of Tavshin Pei Beis, and it's not part of Tavshin Pei Gimel. It's a moment of time that is in the middle. Straddle means that it's both. Straddle means that it's resting on both. Let me explain. Moshe Rabbeinu, there are the interpretations. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, I will tell you when Makas Bechoyrois will occur. Kichatzois. Kachatzois. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Chatzois?
Because he might make a mistake.
Oh, that's what Rashi says as one interpretation. There are many interpretations. One of the profound interpretations is, when is a person born and when does a person die? We know that in the Olympics, we're just learning today, right? We know that in the Olympics, they can break down a second into...
How many decimal points do you want?
Exactly. We have technology today that can break down a second into at least 1,000 parts. And you can actually, under a microscope, you can actually figure out, if you have a race, who won by 1,000th of a second. And you can probably break it down even further. Okay, I don't know what the science can do. But let's say you get down...
That's what we were just discussing.
Correct. Let's say you get down to the smallest possible unit of time that you can break something down. Can you define... Okay, death took place at exactly this moment. No. Let me explain. A person at one moment is alive, and the next moment he's not alive. When did he die? It cannot be defined. It is breakdown time into the smallest possible units. He died in between. One moment he is alive, and the next moment he's not. So when did he die?
In between.
In between. Oh, no, I'll break down a second into a million parts. Okay, good. Break it down to a million parts. Get down to part the one millionth. That one millionth, he was alive, and that next one millionth, he was not alive. Okay, I'll break it down into another trillion, quadrillion.
Fine.
No. A davar ruchni is not defined in time. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kachatzos HaLaila, you're going to be dead. Birth certificate. So fill out the birth certificates. death certificates. Everyone in Egypt should go to the clerk and fill out their death certificates. What time should we write, Paro says. You write down approximately midnight. Because death cannot be defined in time. The moment, because death, even for a guy, is a spiritual experience. When the neshama leaves this world, you cannot define with precision the exact moment. Even if you have all the medical instruments and you'll define what death is, life.
Must we?
What? We don't have to, but this is mitzias. You cannot define the moment. How was it? A person cannot define the moment that he is born and cannot define the moment that he dies, because this is an olam hagashmi. We live in a physical world, materialistic world, physical world. And the neshama is a davar ruchni. And the olam ha-emes, there's no such thing as time. Hoya, hoya ve'yeh. Time cannot be defined. When we make that transition of coming into this world,
time is gashmi.
Time is gashmi, absolutely. It is the most gashmiest of the gashmi.
You've just proven it.
Is the most, therefore, it is impossible to define the moment of birth. It is impossible to define the moment of death. Moshe said to Paro, you're all going to die. What's the moment of death? I can't define it. Impossible. All I'll tell you is, kachatzos. The second before chatzos, you'll all be alive. The moment after chatzos, you're all dead. When is that moment? It cannot be defined in the physical world, because death and life is something that is not defined in time. When is the Yom HaDin? Now, because we are only human beings, the Yom HaDin is on the first day of Tishrei. But is it really? You know, we have to remember that it's the only holiday where they have, even in Eretz Yisrael, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael. And even Bzman Shabbos and Shakayim, when they were Mekadosh al Piriya, there's always this question: is today Rosh Hashanah? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so difficult? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not really defined? The whole essence of Rosh Hashanah, the fact that it's an Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, that it's on Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, it's a very big mystery. Is today going to be Rosh Chodesh? Is tomorrow going to be Rosh Chodesh? When do the witnesses come? When the witnesses come, they declare to be Rosh Chodesh retroactively. 2 days, Yom Arichta. The whole concept of time on Rosh Hashanah is all messed up. Totally, totally confusing. Everything is an exception to every rule we have ever had. It breaks every rule. It challenges every rule. It creates a dynamic and a mystery that you don't have anywhere else in as far as Zman. Why? Because the moment of Din is a moment of Ruchnius. It is equivalent to the moment we come into this world and the moment that we leave this world. When are we judged? We judge, well, this Tavshin Pei Beis is over. Tavshin Pei Gimel begins. When were we judged? In between. The judgment is not on Tavshin Pei, the last moment of Tavshin Pei Beis, and it's not on the first moment of Tavshin Pei Gimel. It's in between. Well, what do you mean in between? Make up your mind. everything in this world that's physical is defined in time and space. No. Can you define when a person is born? No. Can you define when a person dies? No. Moshe Rabbeinu said beferish, you're all going to die. Write out the death certificate and put it in an approximate time. Because there's no such thing. One moment you're alive, the next moment you're not. And when did you die? In between. What do you mean in between? That's right. It's not something that can be defined in a physical world. The moment of din, it's a davar ruchni. It's not a davar gashmi. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. All of our festivals are defined. They all take place on a day of the month, the 15th day of the month. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. So figure out when Pesach was, which is a defined moment in time, and then you'll know what Shavuos is. Everything in the Torah is defined. The only thing that's not defined, that's relevant for us, is the Yom HaDin. Mi yichye u'mi yomos. And just as the moment of life and the moment of death are not defined, kach atzayis halayla. Kach atzayis halayla. A moment ago, alive, the next moment, not alive. Kach atzayis halayla. That's the moment. There is no. It's not defined. Likewise, the Yom HaDin, which has that same element, mi yichye u'mi yomos, is not defined. Tav Shin Pei Beis ends. The next moment, Tav Shin Pei Gimel begins. When are we judged?
When is that?
Somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. Now you're telling me that's not true. We're judged when we blow shofar. Well, not so simple, because really, Me'ikar HaDin, the whole Yom HaDin, is a very big, if it was a Beis HaMikdash, and they were Makashal Piri'ir, and they're waiting for the witnesses in there, in Rosh Chodesh, it would be a massive confusion for Klal Yisrael. Well, is today Rosh Hashanah? Is today not Rosh Hashanah? The witnesses come, they don't come. Oh, they came retroactively, it is. That's by design, because it's not defined. It's not a defined moment. Now, I don't have the answer to this question, but there's definitely something very important, significant here, I'm about to say now, is there is an exception. The exception is the birth of Yitzchak. The birth of Yitzchak, the Malach comes to Sarah and says, "Hayipali me Hashem davar? You don't think Hashem can do it? Hayipali me Hashem davar? Lamoed. What does the word Lamoed mean? At the set time, Oshuv Elecha. It'll be Ko'es Chaya. Just like you're alive now, you'll be alive next year. It's Shemitz Bracha, Ko'es Chaya, Ulesara Bein. Rashi on the Pasuk says, the Malach, he took out a stylus, like the Malach probably had a, it's a riot that he had a smartphone, for sure, you know. And he took out his stylus, right, out of the phone.
Wasn't there a device
right?
called a stylus, an electronic device called a stylus at one time?
Could be. You know, he took out a smartphone and he took out the stylus and he went into the sand and he etched a line. Not like this, you know, much more precision. He had a much better smartphone. Much better precision. He had the newest model. And he etched a line in the wall, on the stone. I think in stone, right? In stone, which is, no, Dover.
Where the light would reach,
and he said, you take your sundial, and when the sun gets to this moment, Ulasarabain, I'm going to give you a moment of life. Now, I told you, I don't know, this is something which is very disturbing to me, too, but there's something very big over here, because Rosh Hashanah is the laning, the kriyasat, we don't appreciate how significant the laning is. Some people, they don't even know, laning, eh. The main thing is the Musaf. For some people, the main thing is the Kiddush. Some people, the main thing is the main thing is the Tekiya Shofar. The Tekiya Shofar. The Kriyas HaTorah is heavy duty stuff. Okay, only licensed electricians are welcome. Okay, you have to, it's serious stuff, the Kriya Satara on Rosh Hashanah. And the Kriya Satara begins with some powerful stuff. V'Hashem pokad esora ka'asher amor. V'tahar v'teilev l'sora bein. Hashem keeps his word. The first pasuk of the Kriya Satara of Rosh Hashanah is explosive beyond belief. Explosive, mamash, a nuclear bomb. What it says in that first pasuk, V'Hashem, the Vav is who beis dinon. The Vav always means, every time you have the Vav, Hashem, Chazal say, who beis dinon? Hashem brought within the Pamal Yishomayla. Pokad es Sarah. Pokad doesn't say Zohar, it says Pokad. Pokad. And Hashem, Kasher Omar. You know, we emphasize very much in Rosh Hashanah the word Emes. Emes. Ki ato hu yoitzram, the ato yodea yitzram. Emes. Hashem keeps his word. Hashem says, La mo'ed oshuv elecha. Hashem comes back. Hashem keeps his word. Emes. And what did Hashem say? Just like last, right now you're alive. I guarantee you, next year you'll be alive. Isn't that a beautiful thing that you open up Rosh Hashanah? We remember, isn't that amazing? Hashem told us, I guarantee you, Chazal, take note of this, it's the only place, came out, the only place in the whole Torah, Tanakh, where Hashem guarantees life. Unconditional. Just a ko'ez chaya. No, I understand. Okay, sir. Just like last year. Just like last year. Last year, you're alive now? Ko'ez chaya, just like right now I'm talking to you, you're alive? Lamoed, you'll be alive next year. Who could say that? Who knows what's going to be next year? How many people last year, this time, are not here now? Who would imagine? Who would imagine? Kadogim. Like fish, just plucked out of the water. Plucked out of the water, unbeknown to them what's coming. I know, it's not going to happen to you. It's not, no surprises. Isn't it amazing? You say that to Hashem, you say that. Hashem last year said to Sarah, I mean the year before says, you're alive, you're healthy, you're gesund. Next year you'll be the same. You'll be gesund, you'll be healthy, you'll be alive and vibrant. Isn't that what everyone wants for Rosh Hashanah? We're alive, healthy, okay. Next year, we have to have daigus. That's an incredible thing. And then Hashem says, life will come into this world at a moment that can be defined in time. Yitzchak is the only one in the whole Torah which it says was born in a moment of time. That totally defies everything that we know about life and death. Life and death, Moshe says, kachatzois laila. You're alive now, you're alive in this moment, the next moment you're gone. Yitzchak was born at a moment in time that can be defined. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. It means something to the degree that nitzchis, that if you can take ruchnis and you can define it in terms of gashmis, that represents the complete fusion of ruchnis and gashmis. Because really, ruchnis, you can't, ruchnis, kachatzai salayel, that says it all. Yitzchak, who is our forefather, is the exception. I'm just saying word, I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to piece.
When you start talking about nitzvias, you mean for whom?
For Klal Yisrael, for Yitzchak.
No, not for Yitzchak.
For Klal Yisrael. Ki bi Yitzchak, yikaru l'cha zara.
Okay, I just. Yeah,
in Yitzchak.
Sure
We emphasize Leidas Yitzchak was a Leida that was like none other in the existence of the world. Is because the most Dovar Gashmi in this world is time. There is nothing that is more physical than time. Einstein proved this, right? Isn't that what Einstein really put, that time is substance?
Yeah.
Time, isn't that really what the theory of relativity is all about? That there is actually a Dovar Gashmi in time? Am I saying total nonsense? Probably am. But if that statement is nonsense, the theory of relativity, which probably is, but Chazal do indicate this concept that the Olam Ha'emes in the spiritual world, Hoya Hove V'yiyeh. In this world, there is a separation. There is past, there is future, and then there is something else. Okay, some want to argue that there's no such thing as the present, because it's either the past or the future. But is that true in halacha? Hoya hoyve v'yiyeh. That's this world. In Olam Ha'emes, what does that mean? We have no idea what that means. But one thing that we do know when you analyze this statement, that in the Olam Ha'emes there's no such thing as past, present, future, in this world there is, that means that's the difference between this world and that world. And that means that this is considered to be a Dovar Gashmi time. When the Neshama comes into this world and when the Neshama leaves this world, easy come, easy go. It's not defined in time. There's an exception. The exception is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is defined, their existence is defined in time. Where do you know that from? Yitzchak. When the Malach said to Sarah, to Avraham, is there something that Hashem can't do? La mo'ed oshuv eilecha. I will return to you at a very specific moment. The Malach, the God, is stylus, and he etched a line into the wall, indicating when a Malach does something, it's not like, you know, an approximation, you know? No, give or take 1 billionth of a second. No. When the Malach puts a line into the wall, there's no give or take 1 billionth of a second. It's the ultimate precision. That's when the life of Klal Yisrael will come into this world. It will be defined in time. How could it possibly be? That's a contradiction to Ruchnius. When you're achieving the purpose of creation, to take this world and elevate it and transform it as a tool for Kavod Shemayim, it's very possible. Not only is it possible, that's the goal. That's the purpose. The Umos HaOlam, the Egyptians, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the Egyptians the ultimate insult when he said to them, you're going to die. Not, that wasn't such an insult. We're all going to die. No one lives forever. Pari says to Paro, you're all going to die. Thank you very much. You telling me chidushim? Everyone knows we're going to die. The insult that Moshe said to Paro was, you know when you're going to die? Kachatzos. I can't define the moment. Because you people don't even exist altogether. You don't even exist in this world. You don't exist in this world. One moment you're here, the next moment you're gone. Can't even define your existence in this world. I can't attach you, your arrival and your departure to time. You're such a nothing. You're such nobodies. Your existence can't even, it doesn't match. They're not equivalent. But Klal Yisrael, we exist in time. La mo'ed oshuv eilecha sirtot. We learned yesterday about sirtot. What is sirtot? Okay, Torah is written, a sefer Torah, when you write the oisiyos of a sefer, if you don't do sirtot, it's possible. So what's the sirtot? Zekei levi anveyu, it's much deeper than that. You're defined. The Torah, the Oisiyos, the Eish Shechoira, and the Eish Levana, it's defined. It's mamish defined in Gashmias. It is the thorough integration of Ruchnias and Gashmias. The Oisiyos Parachos Ba'avir. What is that? The Oisiyos are flying. What happened? How did the Oisiyos take off into the air? Because the Sirtut was removed. It's the Sirtut. The Sirtut is the anchor. The Sirtut is precision. Come to a new year, Ziyom Hadin. When is Ziyom Hadin? Nishtahi Nishtahel. But one thing is for sure, we're here. We are one of the major themes of Rosh Hashanah is V'akedas Yitzchak L'zaroi Hayoim Berachamim Tizchar. Yitzchak is ki bi Yitzchak Yikorei L'cho Zora. It's not just you will, through Yitzchak you will have seed. It's Yitzchak. Is the person who is connected to this world for real. La'mo'ed oshuv elecha. And every single year, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to renew our sirtut. We're trying to renew, it's a new zaman, a new time. The malach is coming, and the malach is la'mo'ed oshuv elecha, a new lease on life, Ko'es Chaya, where there's Sirtut, we are defined, there's a definition of Klal Yisrael in this world that is permanent, that is secure, that is stable, without the daigus and the, you know, the weakness of what unfortunately we see out there in this world. Okay, that is one idea. Let me go to another idea. I want to just point out, this is a short idea, but I want to say something else. Let's point it. I want it to be very a small point, but I think it's very significant. Over here, when we begin, there's a detail that Rashi points out, which appears to be a very minor detail. We mentioned all the people that are over here. Who's standing over here on the Yom Hadin, on the bris that he forges with the Klal Yisrael? The Choytev Eitzim, the people, the woodchoppers, and the water drawers. La'avacha bevris, l'manhagim eskulim, we'll put it over here. Tapchem nishechem v'gerach asher b'kerv machanecha mechoytev eitzecha. How much wood can a woodchopper chop if a woodchopper would chop wood? Like that? I got it right, right? If only I knew something else besides that. Okay, so we have Mechotei Veitzecha. The whole shul should say in unison when you get the words. Mechotei Veitzecha, pause. How much wood could a wood chopper chop if a wood chopper would chop wood? Chuck. Oh, I got it wrong. Chuck. Okay. Actually, the water drawers. Okay, who are these people? Who are these second-class citizens? Miuze. Miuze. Discrimination. In America, they wouldn't stand for this. They wouldn't stand for this. They would be given, you know, they would be put in the White House, these people. So what is... Woo! I'm finished now, right? Okay, now. Can never run for political office after saying that. Okay, so what does it say over here in Rashi? Rashi says over here, Mechotev Yitzchak Malameh. Now, what is this? This is a shocking Rashi. It doesn't seem so shocking on the face value, Malamed. Shebohu Kinanim arrived, Lehisgayer to convert, Bimei Moshe Kiderech, just like Shebohu Givoinim Bimei Yehoshua. Vezeho Oimer Bigivoinim Bayasu Gamhema, Bo'omer they also did with conceit, Unisanam Moshe appointed them to be the Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoy Ve'mayim. What's the story in Yehoshua? They were Givoinim. Givoinim was, I'm assuming, part of the Canaanim. I'm not even sure myself. They were part of one of the Canaanim, and the halacha is all of the Canaanim have to be obliterated, have to be wiped out of the land, unless they want to become, either they leave, or they can become a ger toisha. There are certain big machlokes, a poskim, and rishonim, what to do with them. But basically, they're not in a very good situation when Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael, and they have a choice, shape up or ship out. And they don't want to. So what do? They disguise, they put on disguises, Purim costumes, war paint, whatever they did, they made believe they were from far, far other corner, other end of the world.
They changed their accent.
They changed their accent, they were very clever, and they present themselves saying, wow, we heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, we heard about this nation, we came to visit, we came to take some pictures, take a selfie with all the celebrities over here, and to, you know, send back some WhatsApp videos, TikTok videos, and we want to make peace with you. And we have written up a beautiful prizbul over here on the desk, even though it's the wrong date, Tavshin Pei Aleph, but no, it's good enough. And sign the dotted line that you're not going to kill us. You're not going to obliterate us, you're not going to exterminate us. Because we only want peace. We only want peace and blessing with you, the Jewish people, the Abraham Accords, version zero. We want to make with you peace. So Yeshua Avada, of course, what's the Shiloh? Of course. You live in New Zealand, what do we care about New Zealand? We live in Australia, we never heard of these places, the North Pole, you come from Mars. Gesunde, we have no interest in colonizing the world, in doing missionary work. We only want peace with everyone. Gesunde, hey, we'll sign the dotted line, there's a ceremony, United Nations, gridlock alert, Shalom al Yisrael. Enter into Eretz Yisrael, they come into this territory where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them you should obliterate every last living creature. Because these people are going to be for you, litzinin bitzideichem, they're going to be thorns in your side, they're going to torment you. Trust me, get rid of them. This is for you an existential threat. You may not understand it, but this is my command. Klal Yisrael, they prepare their weapons, and all of a sudden someone comes out with a document and a big CNN camera. You can't kill us. Look at you signed the document. Right away, the AP, CNN, MSNBC, certainly there. L'chol hanilhim alav. You can't kill us. You're liars. You signed a peace accord with us. It's illegal. What should we do? Ah, now Yeshua realized you bunch of phonies. You fake this out. You disguise yourself, Hollywood style. You put on all the costumes, all of the makeup, and all of this and all of that. A world of make-believe, and we sign these false documents. And now we got a big problem because in social media, it's not going to go over well. So Yeshua decided that they won. They outsmarted us. We cannot kill them. It will be a chil Hashem. Oid chazoin lamayit. But we're not going to let you get away with this so easily. We're going to still control you, and we're going to humiliate you, and we're going to control you. We're going to be clever in ikesh titata. We can't go kill you as we really should, but we're going to subject you to labor. This is a story presented in Yoshua. Along comes Rashi. Rashi says, guess what? The same exact thing happened in the time of Moshe. Same exact thing. And these people, this already happened when before they came into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was fooled. Are you talking? Moshe Rabbeinu can fool Moshe Rabbeinu? This is an incredible insight you should know in general. When you go to Gedolei Yisrael, can you fool the Gedolei Yisrael? Can you go tell them, look, you know, we found the Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi and Kachem. Can you fool Gedolei Yisrael? It's the Ferish Chazal that people fooled Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu signed the documents saying that these are good people, no one should kill them. Moshe was the Ferish Rashi. Are you talking? Moshe didn't have Ruach HaKodesh to know that this is a fraud? Unbelievable. You can't say that Ruach HaKodesh, that Gedolei cannot be fooled, because you see here the Ferish and Chumash. You don't need to come on to a Meislach from 100 years ago when it's a Ferish and a Chumash, then Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi Godolonu Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, who went to Shemayim, a Malach Elokim, and he comes here and the Canaanim fool him. They present him with evidence that is fake, false. And Moshe signs the dotted line. Moshe was fooled. And the consequences are enormous. You see the Pharisee in the pasuk. Okay, so we know the stories now. Now, here comes the question I want to ask you. So Rashi says, that's what they're doing over here. What happened to Yehoshua? My question to you is, shouldn't it be the other way around? Who's the Iker and who's the Tophel? Is Moshe the Iker or is Yehoshua the Iker? Moshe was Kepnei HaChama, Yehoshua was Kepnei HaLevana. Who's the Iker? Who's the Tophel? Moshe's the Iker. So what should it say over here in this Rashi? It says here in the Pasuk, we have over here, Choit Ve'etzim. This is a very famous parasha Nitzavim. Everyone knows Nitzavim. It says here, who's sitting over here today? You're all sitting over here today. So Rashi should say, who are these people over here? Who are these people over here? Rashi, Pasuk, Rashi, Mechoitev Eitzecha. So Rashi, Melamed Shabo Kinanim Liskayer. Rashi should say just the opposite. That Melamed Shabo Givoinim Bimei Yehoshua, just like what happened to Moshe. I mean, not necessarily. The order should be, look what happened over here. There's a parallel. This happened to Moshe. Ma'aseh Avos Sin L'Banim. Look what happened to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was far superior to Yehoshua. And then the same story repeated itself in Yehoshua. Rashi presents the main maisa of being fooled happened to Yehoshua. And guess what? It also happened to Moshe. But, you know, there's a timeline. There's a timeline. Study history, because you study history, you learn from your mistakes. It's just the opposite. This is a tragedy that happened in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kenanim fooled Moshe Rabbeinu. And what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua didn't learn his lesson, he was fooled the same way. The psukim present the details both by Moshe and by Yehoshua. What's the Yikr? Is Chumash the Yikr or is Nevin the Yikr? What is Rashi here saying? Halo Dover, what's going on over here? Is it a valid question? Dr. Dove, do you accept the question? So what's the answer? The answer is, this pasuk here, it's already over. We're focusing now on the future. What happens in Parshas Nitzavim is almost, it's real time, live from New York. But you know something? It doesn't matter. The focus of attention is now the future. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his final address. Chazal, the Torah used the word Hayyim. Every time it says the word Hayyim in the Torah, it is a reference to the Yom HaRosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. Rosh Hashanah, we're not focusing on the past. We're not focusing on the present. Rosh Hashanah is a tekufa of optimism, of renewal, of planning for the future. The Iker is the future, not the past. Milane, it happened to Moshe, what happened to Yehoshua. When Moshe Rabbeinu was giving this address, I'm done. I'm not the Iker anymore. I retired. I'm old school. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Rabbi Yisai, you have a new leader. You have a new Melech. I'm done. I'm finished. No, you're nice to me. Rabbi Emeritus. No one pays much attention. Rabbi Emeritus. You know, so you let me sit over here in this seat over here and you give me a nice title. I don't make decisions here anymore. I'm not the Baal HaBos here. You give me COVID. Moshe says, I'm not the Baal HaBos anymore. Now we have a new Baal HaBos, Yehoshua. You have to plan for the future. Yeshua's the boss. I'm just giving a nice, you know, a nice drasha for you. Oh, we're already holding in the future. And it says here, Mishoev Imecha. Yeah, you know what happened to me? What happened to Yehoshua? I'm nothing. I'm secondary. The whole thing is reversed. Melame, it happened to Moshe. What happened to Yehoshua? That's right. Because Yehoshua is now in the center of attention. He is in the limelight. His leadership, his future, the future of Klal Yisrael, that's the limelight. Me? Ancient history. It happened to me. What happened to him? It's Rashi is doing this with the ultimate precision by writing this chiddush that the same thing happened to both Moshe and Yehoshua in such a fashion. He's acknowledging that there's a whole change in attitude and outlook. Who's the boss? Where are we holding now? We're planning for the future, Yehoshua. Oh, the Chaytev Eitzach, yeah, you know what happened to me, what happened to him.
But what about the chronology?
That's exactly the point. The chronology is insignificant. The chronology is insignificant with counsels in the mind. The chronology is total to your mindset. We're standing here today, and I've given over the reins to Yehoshua. He's the boss. The only thing that's important now is the future of Klal Yisrael under the authority of Yehoshua. That's it. My leadership, my career, it's very good. One day you'll study it. You'll name a high school after me. but when we talk in the mind, the chronology is not relevant. Oh, it says Chayte Veitzecha, Rashi says, guess what? It happened to Moshe. What happened to Yehoshua? Who's the Iker? Who's the Tafel? Yehoshua is the Iker. And Moshe is the Tafel. Exactly. Why? Because Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Because now you have to put yourself in a different frame of mind. Now is not the time to harp over the past. It's not a time now to cheshvin, could have, should have, and this and that. That's not what this day is all about. That's not today. Yeah, you'll come Chanukah time, you want to go learn Chumash and Nach, Moshe, Yehoshua. In history, you'll have a chapter of Moshe, then you'll have a chapter of Yehoshua, Moshe, Kibbene Achama, Yehoshua, Kibbene Alavana. We're dealing here in real time. I'm addressing Klal Yisrael. There's a change in leadership. Yehoshua is now the Melech. It's Hayoyim. Okay, Yehoshua is the leader. He's the Melech. And the focus of attention is the future. And that's a Musar Haskel for us on Rosh Hashanah. The din on Rosh Hashanah, you come to Shul, forget about the past. Not forget about it. Obviously, you're a product of the past. So Yom HaZikaroyim, Hashem looks back at the past. But the focus is, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we heading? We're not here in Rosh Hashanah, you're looking back. No. Forget about that. You take the good, the momentum, and you go, but the focus is Yehoshua. You're going into the future. Okay, I want to show you another quick before we run time. What is Rosh Hashanah all about? It's about life. Wrong. It's not about that. How do you know it's not about that? Look at the Kriya Satoira of Rosh Hashanah, the first day. Vahashem pokade sorah kasher amor. Sorah actually dies. I mean, the Akedah, we read the Akedah on the second day. The Akedah on the second day, which is really the death of sorah. But that's not even relevant. What is she had a child? Haftarah of the first day. Chana. V'chana ein lo. V'chana akoro ein lo volod. And v'yizkereho Hashem. And Chana had a child. Ola atzli v'Hashem v'romo karni. Chana sing shira. What is the Chazal selected sections of the Torah that are very important. It wasn't just done by accident. What is the birth of a child all about? It's about the creation of new life. It's not this, it's not about the continuation of life. The main koyach mi yichye mi yomos is not so much about will I live another year. Now, that's how we look at it, because that's what's relevant for us. But on a much deeper level, it's who, what we're looking to create a new life, almost like yesh me'ayin. Many of us, we look at Rosh Hashanah, mi'yichya, you know, we made it to this age, will we make it to the next number? Continuation, a renewal. Okay, you'll say, no, Rosh Hashanah, we really all die, and then there's Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay, you want to look at it like that? So Tchiyas HaMeisim, just more of the same thing. It's just, you know, a new lease. You'll extend your lease. The car lease is up. You can extend it. Really, I should get back the car. I'll renew the lease. Okay, I mean, that's too simplistic. Rosh Hashanah is about Hashem Pokar Sarah Kasha Omar. Sarah was not meant to have a child. She did not have the biology, the organs, the things that a regular woman needs to have a child. And Vashem Pokar Sarkash Amar Vatar Vatelitz Lasara Bain. Rosh Hashanah is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created new life. Something new, a different. It's Hayesh Riyayim. Chana. She didn't have children. She had Tsar. By Yizkereha Hashem. It's new. This wasn't meant to be. This is not just a continuation of what was. It's not a renewal of what was. It is something fresh. It's not just you get, there's a new automobile company comes on the scene. You never heard of this. A new invention. Something totally new. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was the creation of man. It wasn't that on Aleph Tishrei, men already existed the day before, and on Aleph Tishrei, Adam Harishon, oh, Hashem renewed my lease on life. Adam didn't exist the day before. There was no such thing as man. Aleph Tishrei came, Vayom Elokim, Nase Adam. What is the laning, Kriyas HaTorah? Vatar Vatelet Bein, a Bein that wasn't supposed to exist in this world. Chana, she wasn't supposed to have children. Vayizkerecha Hashem. It's not about extending life, renewing life, more of the same life. Don't just cut it short. Maybe that's Yom Kippur. Maybe Yom Kippur is Hashem, you know, let's extend the warranty for another. You know, you can dial Hashem on the phone. Do you want to extend your warranty? That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you tell Hashem, you know, would you like to extend your, you know, your distance? We want to extend, well, wait a second, we're calling back, we want to extend our warranty. That's Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a new life. And what it means on the Musa Haskell is for yourself to... It's to create for yourself a new life. The quality of what you do in life should be so different and so much more profound and significant. You're a different person. That's not the person every year. That's me. You look at a picture for last year. Who's that? That's me? Really? Is that me? Who are you looking at? You have to be, the goal of Rosh Hashanah is something new, not just more of the old, not an extension. I want to point out at the end of the Haftarah, it's very, no, this Haftarah is a very special Haftarah, because there are two parts of the Haftarah. Now, this Shabbos, Parshas Nitzan. First, it's the finale of the Shiva Dinechemta. What is the theme of Tisha B'Av? Is Eicha Yashra Bodot Ho'ira Bosiyam Ha'yisa ke'almana, a widow. What is a widow? It is the greatest tsar that can be in the dissolvement of a marriage. That's an almana. Rachmana litzlan. Rachmana litzlan. Almana. Ha'yisa ke'almana. What is the nechama? The complete opposite. The nechama is sois osis b'Hashem. The haftar this week is ki'chosan. And the kala. Let me read the words of the haftarah. The haftarah this week is sois osis b'Hashem. It's the simch of chosan the kala. Give me one moment, please. It's a long Shmona Esrei here, right? You know that joke, long Shmona Esrei? It's flying the kala. Here it is. Ki yival bachar besula, yivaluch bonaych umisois choson al kala yosis olayich elokayach. This week is the simchas choson the kala. In fact, it used to be in Shon Kadmonios, every time there was an ufros on Shabbos, they lay in the par, the haftarah, Rabbi Yisai, we're not going to be reading from the haftarah of this week. Turn to page so-and-so, we're going to read in honor of the Chatan. We're going to read the haftarah of Parshas Nitzavim to read the pasuk of Kimisois Umisois Choson Al Kala Yosis Olayich Elokach. The finale, the 7 weeks of the Shiva de Nechemta transform the Hoyesa Ke'almana to a massive of Simchas Chosin V'Kal. And then after we finish the first part of the Haftarah, it's clear as day, we enter into a new section of the Haftarah, a new Perek, Perek Samach Gimel in Yeshaya, that is the Hakdama to the Yomim Noiroim. If you notice in these Pesukim, this is fascinating, it's clear as day, that it's expressing Malchiyos, Zichroinois, and Shaifas. So when you read the Haftarah on this Shabbos, it begins with the Churban of Edom. The Ribbono Shel Olam goes to war against the Malchus of Edom, and Hashem murders the Sar Shel Edom to the degree in a violent battle, Hashem's garments are drenched in blood. That's what it says in the Haftarah. Ki yoim nokam belibi ushnas geulai bo'o. It is puro dorachti levadi, all these yeis nitzcham al bigodai. This is a spooky pasuk. Spooky pasuk. The blood that gushed out of the corpse of Edoim has stained the garment of Hashem. There are many interpretations of what this means, but one simple pshat is, it's the blood of Edom. Hashem has destroyed, murdered, executed the Sar Shel Edom. And in the battle, the blood of the Sar Shel Edom has soiled Hashem's garments. And when that happens, the Niskav Hashem Levad. When Edom is eliminated, the Malchus of Hashem is Niskalim. Amalek is a chelik of Edom. Okay, Amalek was as Esav's enemy. And when Edom is trying the utmost to prevent the gilui of the Malchus of Hashem. That's the first part. And then you know what it says afterwards. And after it says, Vavus amim ba'apiyash, I'm going to crush this, I'm going to trample upon them. I'm going to bring down to the earth their nitzchem. Basically, they're finished. And when that happens, there's the gilui. That automatically means the malchus of Hashem is niskala. And what's the next pasuk? Klal Yisrael says, Chaste Hashem azkir zichroinos. After malchios. You know, when you say Ziyom HaZikaroi, what does that mean? Most people tell you that Hashem remembers us. Not so pasha. Do you know why it's called Ziyom HaZikaroi? We remember Him. People don't know that. They think, oh, Malchios, Hashem is the Melech. And it's Zichroinais. They right away associate the Medrash is that blow the shofar, so I should remember you. That's definitely true. That's definitely true, but that's not what Zichroinais really is. Zichroinais is we remember Hashem.
And his promise.
What?
And his promise.
And his promise. Zichroinais really refers to us remembering Hashem, not Hashem remembering us. I know it's confusing because there's a Medrash that seems the other way around. But it's Yoim HaZikaron for man to wake up and remember Hashem. Just like Malchios means that we are Mamlech Hashem, we remember Hashem. Right? It goes together. Just like it's Malchios, we remember Hashem, so to Zichronis, we remember Hashem. And then the Shofar is we blow the Shofar. We blow the Shofar. So it's after Hashem destroys Edom, they're eliminated, then comes Chaste Hashem Azkir. Zichroinais. Tehilois Hashem ke'al kol asher gevolonu Hashem v'rav tuf. And then comes the last pasuk. Bechol tzorosam. Hashem says to us, every time you have a difficulty in life, bechol tzorosam loy tzor. Hashem is imoy anoichi b'tzora. This is the message. When you blow the shofar, what do you say before you blow the shofar? Before you, min ha-meitzar. The introduction to the blowing of the shofar is min ha-meitzar. Why min ha-meitzar? That chazal darsh in that pasuk, you blow the shofar from the small side. When you blow the shofar, you're expressing li, but tsar li me'oid. You blow the shofar in the corner of your mouth, on the part of the horn that is tsar, that is narrow. As if to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, min ha-meitzar, from the straits, from this little narrow opening, I call out to you, I blow, I cry out to you, min ha-meitzar karosi ka. And Hashem says in the Haftarah, behold Tzorosam, every one of those 100 koilos that you call out, every one of those tzoros, the 100 koilos, each koil represents another tzar that we have. A lot of tzaris, a lot of problems, a lot of issues. Every koil is an expression of tzar. Hashem says in the Haftarah, remember when you blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, the 100 tzaris that which represents the totality of your tzar, b'chol tzorosam loy tzar. Hashem has tzar. Imoy anoichi b'tzara. Umalach panav hoshim, but yet I'm going to save you. Bahavosoi uvichem loso hu geolam. Hashem will redeem you. Vayinatlein vayinasem akol yimei oylam. Beautiful. We come to the end of this year, the Shivda Nechemta, from hoiso kalmana to umisois choson al kal. From the Min HaMeitzah, and then we go into the Hagdamah, the transition of the end of Tichle Shana, the Kilai Secha, of the Churban, Shivda Nechemta. We come into the Hagdamah to Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyos, Zichroinos, and Shofros. The Shofros, we come Malchiyos, the Umois Olam, the Edom, we're in Golos Edom. Golos Edom should come to an end, which is Nisgale, the Malchus of Hashem. And with that, Chaste Hashem Azkir. We have what to remember Hashem, to thank Hashem, to be masked, to remember Hashem, and to express the Chaste Hashem. What is the Zichronis? What are you remembering? So Yoim HaZikoroi. What are you remembering? The Chaste Hashem Azkir. Remember Hashem's Chasodin. And then when you blow the shofar, shofreis, lamatzeach, min hametzar, you have tzar, have nechama knowing, b'chol tzorosam and your tzar, loy tzor, Hashem etzar, ima yenochi b'tzara, and we should be zeuchet the geula where it concludes, be'ahavosoy uvichem loysoy, hu geolam, Vayinatalem vayinaseim kol yimei olam. Rabbeisai, you come here to learn every single day. There's no greater schus than the schus ha-Torah. You blow the shofar on the bima where the Torah is. You cover the shofar with the mapa of the Torah. You know that you use the mapa. When you cover the Torah, you're supposed to use that mapa to cover the shofar. To the mitzvah, the zechus ha-Torah to the Yimei Hadid. The people of the Shir, Abaisai, you have the zechus ha-Torah, like none other. There are a lot of things you can do at this time of the day. You come here and you devote yourself to learn Torah. Incredible. An incredible, incredible zechus. And the zechus ha-Torah should be for every single one here. And Tamari, a year of bracha, nachas, the best of health and simcha, success from the entire, your family, expansion of your families, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, with only bracha that is infused with Torah and Yiras Shemayim. I wish all Mir Tashem have a wonderful year and celebrate many smachas together, and witness the Geula in all of its multifaceted dimensions.
Amen.
Amen.